A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates.
Don't I do dad jokes?
We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes. Really?
Scouts, welcome back to the We Got the Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
And this is, well, actually, that's Mikus over there. I'll go first to Mikus, behind the camera, sometimes in front of the camera, currently in front of the camera, but also responsible for what's happening behind the camera. And we also have a very special guest this evening, a guest host for the full episode. It is Yana. Yana, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for having me again.
No, you are most welcome. You have probably arrived by accident, but definitely stay for laugh. We got the chocolates. That is a win. For the first time listener that doesn't potentially know Yana, it is important that you are aware that she's been on the show a few times before. She provides a great laugh. Oh, actually, she's very hard to make laugh, but yeah, she provides a great laugh. Yeah. I also have like an intro of the most embarrassing moment potentially in podcast history where I asked her if she still had her baby. It goes like this. You've still got the baby, obviously.
Yep, still have her.
Is there something wrong with you?
Idiot.
So that's Yana.
Yeah. Happy to report, still have the baby.
Still going.
That's great.
That's
news.
Nice.
Baby's still going. Excellent. Yep. Which is good.
Going strong.
Very well mothered. Yeah,
good on you. That's
fantastic. Now, the other thing that Yana does is often actually try and pull myself and Skin, careful with that sentence, just get us out of the doghouse.
Elaborate.
Holy hell. It's good to be back. Good to be back in Brisbane. I thought that was going to really help my performance, and I've cooked it.
Not to be.
2 minutes and 10 seconds. That's good. Yana gets us out of the doghouse often, and I think, Skin, you actually have an example now, do you? Oh, no. She also sprayed me about washing my bed sheets once because you meant to do it like more than bi-monthly, apparently.
No. Oh. So when you told me you were washing them, it was once every 6 months.
Yeah, you were not doing them bi-monthly.
Every 6 months. And actually, bi-monthly would have been good.
Yeah, that would have been. Yeah, that's
You'd
acceptable.
Be pleased to know I did them yesterday.
And how long?
Yeah.
How long?
Well, you seem to be cutting out their yarns for some reason.
I thought so.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Anyway, yeah. Skin, do you have a question?
Yeah, I do. And yeah, exactly. We've asked yarns plenty of questions, like why I'm always in the doghouse and how do I get out? And the chockies have sent in questions. And if you've got another one, please feel free to send us an email. I kind of happen to have the perfect example that I realized today. It's Eloise's birthday tomorrow. And I don't have a present.
You don't. No.
Yeah. Okay. So any advice?
Oh, I'm sure Yana would really help the day before.
Stop at Carindale on the way home at midnight or
they do late night shopping on a Monday.
Anyone
just beg them to open.
Does Amazon offer one day shipping in Australia?
Yana, anything on your person that you want to sell this evening?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. I recall us having the same conversation last year.
It doesn't surprise me, I'll be honest. Probably.
I think then you were saying, I've left it. It's a week before.
Yeah.
And even that, I was like, that's pretty bad, shipping cut off. Mm. A day?
Yeah, this is a new level. Actually, I think last year what I ended up doing for Eloise's birthday was on her birthday, she bought something online and I gave her my card.
Okay. That's really bad.
Yeah. it was not my best.
And she still said yes.
It looks like we're on track again this year.
You got down on one knee and she still said yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, talk to Eloise about that.
Yeah. That's concerning.
What about, I'll actually help you out. Helpful suggestion.
Yeah.
A voucher for like an experience or like a thing rather than like a physical present. Like
Yeah.
Send her on a massage.
Yeah, because then like the email arrives immediately. That's perfect.
And flowers.
She really likes skydiving, I've heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have heard that from Eloise.
Swimming
she
with
always,
sharks.
Yeah, she's
skydiving.
Always asked me about those things. Yeah, yeah. Brilliant. Yeah. Okay, right. Problem solved. Thank you.
Now, speaking of girls that you're getting to know, I have a story from the weekend.
Okay, that's a weird way to intro that, but
girls
that's
that you're
fine.
Getting to know.
Yeah, so like,
I've known Eloise for about 10 years, to clarify.
But you're still getting to know. Okay, right. I mean, you learn more about people every day. That's what I've always said with myself and my the girl that I'm getting to know. Now, you know how people on Instagram you know how people on Instagram sometimes do like soft launches of their significant other?
Yeah.
Like where they'll get like their thumb appears in it or something like that.
The back of the head.
Yeah.
Like, who's this mysterious figure?
Who's this? I wonder who they've got. Oh, no, it's their mother or whatever. But well, that probably doesn't happen as often, but just depends.
Yeah,
yeah, but I had a story that's pretty much the opposite of that. So on the weekend,
You did a hard launch.
It was a hard launch, like a genuine hard launch, which is not great. Well, it could have been great, but it didn't go great. Rochelle came to – oh, damn it, said her name. Rochelle came
Can you
to watch
it?
Me. Yeah, I'll bleep it out. Yeah. Rochelle came to watch me play cricket on Saturday. But she brought her entire family. Like, so the boys from cricket have like seen, I think they've seen Rochelle like walk a lap of the field or whatever, but they've never like interacted with her, spoken to her, don't really even know her. Rather than introducing them to just Rochelle, she had a dad, sister, and her sister's partner all there in the grandstand. It's a club cricket game, so they were the only five people there, four people. And they came just as I was walking out to bat. And I faced an unbelievably great 20 balls and then played the worst shot of my career to get out and really did not handle the pressure whatsoever, which was a lovely sort of first impression to make. I'm sure the family will be back to watch me play cricket again. I'm sure they would have had a great day. Actually, the next morning, Rochelle's dad sort of sent like a message in the group saying like, oh, how nice does the bay look this morning?
Do you have a group chat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hard launch.
Yeah.
I think that was actually launched that morning.
Yeah. And I don't think you need to worry about the cricket game. You're in a group chat, you're sorted, you're fine.
Oh, no. And and I was like, oh, that looks amazing, probably slightly better than the shot that you watched me play yesterday. And he wrote back saying, Lee, don't put shit on yourself. And I was like, oh, what a nice man. Like, that's this is a Lee. He had like the dot, dot, dot though. So I was like, oh, no.
See more.
Something else is coming. And he said, let me do it. It's far more fun. Damn it.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
So that's the impression I was able to make.
Okay.
Well done.
It's not the worst.
Really?
So I don't know if you know how Matt and I met.
No. Matt, who is
my husband.
Your husband, yes.
So we met at a table tennis tournament, which was hosted in my dad's garage.
So it's not really a tournament. It's a pretty low-key tournament.
Absolutely not. It was my dad, who was in his mid-50s, versus like I think there were four 20-year-olds.
Excellent.
And dad won.
Yeah.
And Matt came dead last. Like, not like, oh, it was close. It was
horrible.
Embarrassing.
Bad.
And I still married him. Yeah. So.
And does your dad like hold that against him?
Hate every day of his life. Every day of his life. So my dad's a massive table tennis enthusiast.
I need to.
And he has a table. Yeah. So he like brings it out on Christmas, Easter, whenever we're there for like a big family lunch. And it's a running joke.
So. I've played in one of these table tennis competitions with your dad.
Yep. There's a reason you haven't played again.
Yes, I also came dead last. He gave me like a duck or something. Yeah. Like
it's the duck, so the duck gets passed along.
Yeah,
so.
He's never asked for it back. I still have the duck.
We don't know what happened to the duck.
Are you kidding? You're not meant to take it home.
He gave it to me.
You leave it there.
The blue ceramic duck?
Yeah, I've got a ceramic duck. Your dad gave it, I assume.
My dad's going to be excited.
I assumed he stopped hosting them with COVID or something.
No, we've had several since.
He hasn't hosted one since because he can't find his duck.
No, we've hosted them.
Did it not occur to anyone? Like, hey, remember that guy that was horrendous at table tennis? Maybe let's ask him.
You know what's really funny is that no one would remember who got the duck after Matt. Matt was just like, it's like the line in the sand. But we've had to go and find a new duck at the op shop because that's where the first duck came from.
Right.
Because where else do you find a ceramic duck
for I don't know.
A reasonable price?
Do you know what
they get? Bloody inflation. They get pricey. Yeah, well, if you want the original, yeah, I'll bring it around.
Okay. Yeah, hopefully it's not like that shirt that you've meant to bring Mickus for the last 6 dull weeks.
Still waiting.
Yeah, one day.
Yeah, anytime. We'll bring the duck a little bit quicker. Now, can you also give us a joke of the week?
I can. Yep. We have an audio one sent in every week at the bottom of our website. We've got thechocolates.com.au. You'll find a little speak pipe voice recording thing down the bottom there on our homepage if you'd like to hear yourself. This one comes in from Dylan, I believe.
Yeah, g'day, lads. Just got a joke of the day for you. I unfortunately got a call the other day that one of my good mates died from severe heartburn. I just still can't believe Gav has gone. You do one now, skin.
Very nice.
Will everyone get that? If you're an international listener, do you have Gaviscon?
I don't know. I assume.
Ask the Brit. Yep. Thumbs up.
Yes, Gaviscon okay. Worldwide.
So at least in Australia and the UK, two countries.
Obviously wonderful people if they want to jump on board. And okay. No, perfect.
Quite a specific sponsor.
Yeah. God, I've got a bad heartburn for the 20th week in a row.
And you've got a written one, Skid? I do, yeah. Also had a written one sent in. I think there's a submission box on our website as well, if that's your preference. This one comes from Nathan. It's a bit lengthy this week, actually, so bear with me.
What about the joke?
A piece of tarmac swaggers into a bar, gives everyone a dirty look and rudely asks for a beer. As the bartender pours the pint, the piece of tarmac lets everyone know that he's the hardest guy in town. Everyone's scared of him. He gets his pint, stares a few more people down, and orders another. As he's waiting, a red piece of tarmac walks into the bar. The black piece of tarmac runs into a corner, hides in a booth, says nothing, and looks very sheepish. The red tarmac calmly nurses his beer and leaves. Then the black tarmac comes back to the beer, acting all big and tough, and orders another drink. The bartender says, "I thought you said you were the toughest guy in town." And the black tarmac says, "I am, but that guy's a fucking psychopath."
A psychopath.
Okay.
That was a long build-up. Also horrendously
and it wasn't
red.
What do you mean?
It wasn't worth it. It's a long joke, and I get excited when people are like, it's a long joke, because usually the punchline's quite strong.
Yeah.
It's not there.
So bad. Is the problem the delivery or the joke?
Oh, probably a mixture of both.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's a 50-50 split.
Both could have been better. But good try, Skin.
That hurts. Well, I did try.
Thanks for sending it anyway.
Sorry, Nathan, as well, if I've bloody...
I'm not. It's all right.
Nathan should have done it himself.
That's true. You should have voice recorded it, Nathan. Yeah.
Nathan, that's your fault for what has happened. You're responsible for that. Yeah. Hopefully the next guest we get on helps. All right. So you might have noticed that Goaty is not here this evening, but he's on a holiday.
Shock.
15th time this year, and we're in February. But he got a message that he gave us about some housekeeping for the NRL Supercoach group that he's put up.
Yep. He built a group. He's told a few people about it.
Built it. Got on the tour. Oh, yeah.
Working really hard.
I mean, he's a carpenter.
I tried. Sorry. I think he went to supercoach.com.au and pressed add league probably. And we've ended up with one of those. I think there might be, I think we cracked 100. I think there's over 100 people in there. So if NRL Supercoach is something that interests you, feel free to join us.
You'll be joined.
Can't wait. Yeah. I didn't know until just now, but I can't wait.
But yeah, I think we're planning on dishing out some prizes. We haven't still haven't worked out what they are in the last 2 weeks. But yeah, we'll chuck.
Yeah, that's usually the song.
Yeah, I know we're normally really all over it. But we'll chuck the link to that group in the description of the episode if you're on Spotify, YouTube, wherever you are. Go check that out. And then we've also just been, since announcing the NRL competition, we just got absolutely flooded with requests for an AFL competition. By which I mean we got one email. So, So we will have an AFL group by the time you're listening to this as well on Thursday, which will also be in the description. So go check that out.
Perfect. Right. Now, speaking of NRL, I saw a news item today which was loosely connected to the NRL.
That's a good segue.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is a real loose connection.
Yeah. Yeah. Russell Crowe, you may know from such movies as The Gladiator and I'm sure all those other good ones he's done.
Yep.
What are the other ones? Master and Commander.
Wasn't he in like,
Beautiful Mind?
Was that a Marvel movie recently.
Thor. Oh, he was Thor.
Yeah, it was in Thor.
There's that movie where he searches for water. Anyone? Nope. Okay. I mean, it's a really good movie. Rainmaker or something. Anyways, carry on.
All right, so that's the end of that segment. All I wanted to get through was five Russell Crowe films. No, what actually happened is he didn't get let in.
Also, can we explain the NRL link? He owns a club.
Oh, sorry. Does he own? the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Yeah. Gosh, we've fact checked immensely. Someone check that. Charlie is the only, anyway, we'll get back to you on that one. So yes, that's the NRL reference, the South Sydney Rabbitohs, who Gody also loves passionately. He's getting mad about the Rabbitohs. So that's why we thought it needed to go in. But the interesting thing was he was not allowed to come into a Japanese restaurant today due to the fact that his dress code was poor, apparently.
Well, he'd gone and played tennis.
Yeah.
So he was in like tennis whites, and then he and his girlfriend went and tried to have lunch or dinner
at Mr. Miyagi,
Japanese restaurant in Melbourne.
Yeah. Which we've done a little bit of research, and it doesn't look like the most sort of like swanky restaurant you could possibly go to.
But I think they like have their rules of no thongs, no swimwear, no activewear.
Do you think it's more BO related? Potentially. What is Russell Crowe's odor? Wow.
don't know if I want to think about that.
No, that's true. Long. Also, by the way, what do you think Russell Crowe would be like as a tennis player?
Aggressive. I can't explain it.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
It's just the vibe I get.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm not picturing particularly mobile.
No.
Or agile. Just say that. I mean, rough. Just the gladiator, Russell Crowe, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. That's true, yeah. I think he could surprise us all.
Yeah. Mm. Right. Okay, yep. Well, that's his tennis skills.
His being underdressed was a Ralph Lauren polo.
Yeah.
Is that not harsh?
Okay, but I also feel like, was he wearing like shorts?
Yeah, the article does not specify what's happening below the belt.
Yeah, like and a polo shirt I think is fine for dinner.
What's that you mean? Yeah,
there's more men in terms of attire.
Let's just dig into that a little bit.
Yeah, but that I feel like that would be important information to get as well. Like if he's wearing jeans and joggers, obviously no. But that's if he's wearing like joggers and shorts, maybe also, I don't know. I just can't imagine a restaurant ever punting someone. Wouldn't they want to get?
Yeah, that's money? What I don't get. They like came out in like defending their position, and it was like, when no one's above the rules. It's like,
you kind of like that.
I like it. Like you treat everyone the same, but like you're a restaurant. Just, like it's, not, it's like not the law. The law. It's like, like just,
I don't know,
I'm trying to buy your food. Just, why would you not sell it to me?
Yeah, I get confused by dress codes at the best of times. So, like, the only ones you ever see is casual, semi-formal, and formal.
Yeah.
So, which one would this one be? It can't be casual if they're like.
Well, I think they're if you have no dress,
they said smart casual.
Smart casual.
So
was
that's
there.
Just they've just introduced
which is a confusing.
Gray area.
That's a confusing gray area for like a dress code.
So,
but
smart
I
casual
would say,
is different to semi-formal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very.
Mm-hmm. Crikey.
I would say that's like a polo shirt's fine, but it would be like. Chino, even shorts, but like chino shorts. You know what I mean? You're not wearing like ruggers and no thongs.
Yeah, okay. No, very fair.
Okay. All right.
But then, so sorry, you go.
No, I had nothing. Sorry, you go.
Brilliant. Yeah, I'll go then. That was well organized. So since they defended their position, they've then went ahead and changed their dress code.
This is a good
posted,
way to do it.
Posted their new dress code. They've got a plaque outside their restaurant, chucked it up on Instagram with a caption, Dear Russell, during our last visit, it seems we got off on the wrong foot. After much reflection on what has occurred, we've made a permanent change to our dress code. And the dress code is...
You sure you didn't mean permanent?
Yeah, I definitely meant permanent. We've made a permanent change to our dress code.
I'm not sure what permanent is.
That was a, whatever. The, yeah, some sort of typo, but dress smart casual unless you're Russell Crowe, then wear whatevs.
Whatevs.
Whatevs. It's literally whatevs. Yeah.
That's the new dress code.
That's funny. We I think.
Yeah, you sorry. Go. Again.
This is just smooth sailing.
We need like a what's those like talking sticks that you like pass?
Yeah, yeah.
I think they were saying that the guy who was like seating people at the restaurant didn't know who Russell Crowe was.
That would not help.
So for him, he was just like, "There's a guy that's just trying to get in." And
how
isn't.
Could you possibly? I mean, have you seen the Water Diviner?
There is
a
lot.
Film.
Oh, is that?
Where was that 3 minutes ago when we were trying to name Russell Crowe?
I googled it. Yeah, right. Got a text.
Well, I would like to test. I would like to test this a little bit more. I reckon the whole like dress as whatevs. If you're Russell Crowe, do you think we don't spend a lot of time in Melbourne, which surprises people? I think because we have mustaches and like coffee, everyone always thinks like the other day when we were at the airport, the guy was like, "What are you guys doing here?" Yeah. Well, I mean, we live here in Brisbane.
Yeah.
But next time we're in Melbourne, surely we're going dressed as Russell Crowe characters to Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah.
And see if we can just like get. Let in to eat lunch dressed
exactly
as a gladiator.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Well, we're doing it, Jans. And we will report back and let you know.
Yeah, love it.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now, if you're a first-time listener, we do a segment called Must or Dust, which is what we use as a rating system to decide generally if something is either good, meaning must, or bad, meaning dust. And there is no sitting on the fence, in theory, in this segment. And there is a jingle, obviously. I'm not an idiot.
Is this must or dust? Is this must or dust? It won't take too long, so don't get it wrong. Is this must or dust?
Yeah, that wasn't me on guitar, unfortunately. That was me.
Thanks for clarifying.
Also, unfortunately.
You know, in hindsight, like, we need to speed that up because it says it won't take too long, and then the jingle goes for ever.
So long. Yeah.
It goes for a long time.
The jingle goes for so long.
Okay,
anyway, Master Dust, Yana, you're familiar with this game, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
Okay, well, it's not really a game. I mean, it's a segment. We're quite serious here. Goaty again, he's on holiday. He sent in this one, the first one. Phrases such as, and this is on Instagram captions, phrases such as ride or die or partner in crime. It's a couple photos.
Dust.
Yeah. I mean, unless you and your partner are hardened criminals. In which case.
It's like the prison. Yeah. Have you ever seen the
don't
prison?
Don't let me
TikTok?
Tell you what to do. Yeah.
Have you ever had that come up? Like prison talk?
I have
and
not,
it's people
no.
who are literally incarcerated okay. just on TikTok somehow.
Okay.
Then you can use it. Yeah.
Genuinely.
Look it
yeah.
up. Yeah. yeah.
What? It's okay. How is that on your 4 year page?
Blame the algorithm. I don't know. I'm not in
okay.
charge.
Okay, so we're all, yes, with the exception of you're yeah. genuinely criminals.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. What about this one? Hot cross buns.
Just in general?
Just in general, yeah.
Must.
See, okay. I'm a dust. I don't like them.
What?
Yeah, dust.
I'd say dust as well.
But mine, like,
sorry.
Charlie's just as shocked as me. And
I don't like them. They're not
what?
Good.
Yeah. Okay.
That's how the game
What's
works.
Wrong with them? Do you like bread?
Yeah, see, now that you put it like that,
I do quite like bread.
I'm really fond of bread.
Weird. What else is it like the raisins you don't like?
No, I quite like raisins. Yeah.
What's actually, that? They are quite delicious.
Oh,
actually, I really like hot cross buns. It's weird. They're nice.
Right, is it okay. the like tiny piece of dough like, that makes the cross? If I peeled that off, it's just, yeah, it's literally just a roll.
You know what I think it is?
It's the cross dough.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Isn't it?
I don't know. What do you put on your hot cross bun? Just butter, or are you like
butter,
jam and cream
toast
or something?
It, bit of butter.
Okay.
That's all you need.
Yeah, sure.
A choc chip hot cross bun. You try that?
I've never tried it.
I'd say yeah, I like right. normal hot cross buns more.
Yeah.
I don't trust you. You're vegan. Yeah. So I can't.
Yeah, well, that was the caveat is like the hot cross buns I can eat are shit. So
actually, yeah, there's two vegans at the table both saying hot cross buns.
What do you
suck.
Say?
Oh, I just, I've got nothing to say about them. I've just never really eaten them.
Okay.
Dust.
I don't good. Think you can yeah. contribute then to Master
well,
Dust.
That's why I didn't say anything until I got asked.
Oh, well, yeah. For the first time tonight, you're on mute. Yeah.
Get out of here.
Okay. Well, I mean, I got talked around to Master there. I can't wait for Easter.
They're in the shops now.
They've probably been in the shops since
they're,
like
they've
Boxing
been in
day.
The shops since literally.
I was going to say,
January.
I think that's always a problem. I feel like by the time I eat them, they're stale.
Okay, they're not the same ones.
I keep them for 6 weeks, then I try to eat them, and then they suck. What the heck's wrong with them? One liter bottles of milk is the next one.
I drink soy milk, and they only come in 1 liter bottles.
Must.
I have to say,
it's
must.
All veganism. It's got really swaying this segment.
I will. What I will
Can
say
we
is
specify that it's cow's milk. Just specify that because then the vegans have to decide.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, well, then dust.
Just dust, obviously.
Dust.
Just
why
dust because it's cow's milk.
I hate the tea leader bottles just, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's yeah. every liter. Just, yeah, you got to go for the best bang for your buck. That's why I hate the 1 liter bottles. I'm paying like $2 a liter.
Yeah.
Not ideal.
I think that's where I stand more so is that I just feel like 1 liter is too small. Like yeah. as in by the time you've had two coffees, that's
yeah.
it, you're done.
Yeah, I would say two coffees. Yeah. Same reason.
If you have Weet-Bix and a Milo, game yeah. over.
Especially whenever- with a baby because like Remy drinks like 3 bottles of milk a day.
Yeah.
We go through 3 liters every 2 days.
Yeah. So my toxic trait would be if I'm in a supermarket and I yeah. see someone walking with a 1 liter bottle of milk, mm. I'd judge them and think they're a loser straight away without talking to them.
That is toxic.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, well, you should be a nicer person than that.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess if you don't drink a lot of milk, but anyway, that's good. What about now, what else do I have here? Prince Albert piercings is in here for some reason.
Absolute must. Oh my God, have you?
Yeah, I'd go a must. Vegans, eh?
What are the odds, Michael, of you getting one?
Mm.
We spoke about this.
Skin's already getting one.
We
so.
Know Skin's getting one.
I do need some moral support on the day.
I do 1 in 10.
1 in 10?
Yeah.
All right.
That's
Lee, do you want to count
I'll count you. What is wrong with you? Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
3. 7.
Oh, 7. I'm lucky I'm having 7. That's where I got lucky last time.
Damn it.
And by lucky, I mean it doesn't really have a great impact on my
life. I kind of wish that we just said the same number.
Okay. I mean, it's still an option for you. You have free will.
You can do that.
Now, Jan, I've got one more for you before Skin takes away a couple, thanks to his good mate. Sure. The word slay. It's a big at the moment.
It's a no. Oh,
is it?
It's a no unless you're a drag queen. I feel like drag queens can get away with it.
Slay.
Yeah.
That's a real shame because I've been using it heaps.
Because people
comment, they comment on our videos saying this video slays or like he slayed or whatever.
How do you reply to them?
Unless they're a drag queen.
Do you not just say thanks?
I say,
why do you say like thanks?
You slay.
You also slay. Okay. What do you think?
What do you reply?
Just say thanks.
Can't skip. Don't
bloody Rudolph or something. Right?
Oh, get me your maths ones.
I haven't got maths ones. We did a segment on artificial intelligence last week. So firstly, artificial intelligence, must or dust?
Dust.
Okay.
Although it's given us content,
yeah,
must.
Yeah, it's I'm really.
Again, I mean, I would really say must.
Improved the production of our podcast. So I'm saying must. And then so I went to.
Also must. Right, sorry.
Thank you.
Even
thanks,
as a
Michael.
Vegan.
And then.
Especially.
And then so I went to old ChatGPT to ask for some must or dust topics.
Oh,
it
good.
Gave me a few good ones, but.
Does ChatGPT know what must or dust is? Because that's great testimony for our podcast.
I explained must or dust to ChatGPT. It didn't.
Are you sure he didn't explain it? Is it he or him?
So I don't know.
They didn't explain it to you.
Nope, definitely not.
Okay.
It had never heard of us. I spent like an hour telling it about our show and here we all are. Okay. Anyways. So it gave us some good ones. But the first one was indicating in a car. Is that must or dust?
That's the least between what is wrong with this?
I told it. It's like some debatable, controversial topics, and it was like indicators. Okay. Pretty sure that's
fairness,
just the law.
I reckon when people are driving straight off roundabouts, you know how you got taught that you had to do the indicator off the roundabout thing? No one does that, do they, surely?
I still do that.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, same.
No, but you lived in Adelaide for
I
a while.
I do because I'm not an animal.
Yeah.
I'm not an animal. I want people to know because how annoying is it when you're waiting to go
that's so
and you're
true,
like, is
yeah.
this person turning?
And
are they not?
You just go straight. And you could have gone and now
like,
I can't go.
I judge it by their velocity.
Okay.
Which you would understand as a chemist. Skin.
Yeah, exactly.
You just studied chemistry.
All over, yeah.
If they're going real hard, you know they're going straight.
That's fair.
Mm. If they slow down, they're going right.
Or left.
Anyway, next one.
Yeah, a couple more. Watching the news.
Dust.
Yeah.
People do that?
Dust.
Not many people. Remember that time we did that segment on Channel 10's new morning show and it got like 43 viewers in Sydney?
Yeah.
So not many people, but yeah, unlucky. Multivitamins.
See, that's dust for me personally.
I'm going to say dust because it's what? What? No. What do you want to say?
Well, that's a vegan. No. I was going to say must, but I don't take them. Okay. Well, I should take them.
I reckon dust.
Someone needs to say must. No one said must.
Yeah,
we've
had a lot of dust.
A lot of it's not as absorbable as you think. So you just end up like.
Yeah. And like if you're deficient in one thing, just take that thing.
Yeah. I agree.
But what's the harm in taking it? Just take it.
It's placebo.
It's not,
why don't
it's
you
not
take
harmful.
It,
it's that it does nothing.
I do.
All right.
All right, fantastic.
They're as good as power bands.
And then last but not least, taking your shoes off at the door when you walk inside.
Must.
Dust.
It depends whose house you're at.
Yeah, that's true. If I'm at someone else's house, must.
To where Yana's house, we're doing it,
yeah,
apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At my own house, I would rather walk to where I put my shoes in my cupboard and then take them off.
I appreciate you just walking us through
shoes
that.
Shoes are gross. Yeah.
Mm. What did, by the way, Skin, the pair of shoes say to the hat? You go on ahead. I'll follow on foot.
Don't laugh.
I will laugh. I will. I will.
Now, 2 weeks ago, you may remember listening, or you may be listening for the first time, in which case, Skin, you had quite a big moment on the podcast a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, well, I've got some audio. If you don't want to take us through it firsthand, I can play it for you. This is what happened. A guy at work named Willie Pearson, he was known as Prince Albert.
God, that would hurt, eh?
You ever had that done?
I haven't, no.
Would you ever?
It's hurting.
What are the odds of you getting that done?
One in...
Would you do it for the show?
Yeah, if I lose the odds game, sure.
Oh, okay, well, give me the odds.
One in 50.
Oh, that's Canison. Better. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
27.
Oh! Every time I listen to it.
It really does still blow my mind.
It's crazy. 1 in 50 is brave. That's.
I thought that was enough.
Well, I mean, Migas did 1 in 10 before. Yeah, it was enough. So that's unlike it. Anyway, to talk us through it, because Skin, I don't think you. Well, I'm sure you've had some discussion about it with your significant other, which is Eloise, who's now sitting on your left at the moment. So, Eloise, hello.
Hello. I've had plenty of discussions about it.
Have you? Oh,
dear. Yeah.
Right. And are you in the affirmative or negative camp in this debate?
What do you think? You think I'm in? Yeah, no. Incorrect.
Okay. How did you deliver the news? How did you react? Take us through it.
Well, I saw it on I asked you, how did the podcast go last night? And you said, oh no. Well, and just like, I knew something happened.
Yeah. And then did you expect that? Is that what your mind went?
No, that's not what I expected. That's the last thing I expected.
Yeah. How'd the podcast go? Not that well, actually. Oh, my gosh, you're getting a Prince Albert.
But Eloise was programmed to do. Yeah. But the reaction I was expecting was along the lines of just like, oh, my God, you're an idiot. I can't believe you have to do that. Like, oh.
Yeah.
So, and that was not the reaction I got at all.
Was it anger?
It was quite angry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, really.
Yeah.
Like, you'd Mitch be like strongly against it.
Well, you're like, yeah, I'm doing it. And I was like, you're not doing it. That's ridiculous. Surely the odds game's just a game.
Yeah.
And apparently not. It's happening.
No, well, I'll be honest, Eloise, myself and Mikas were like disgusted by it. We were like, nah, you're not doing that. Nah, this is going to, you can hear me. You can hear Mikas go like, no, you can't. And then
Mitchell's the one.
Yeah,
Skin after you're the one to blame.
I'm not saying I really want one, to clarify.
You've been given three separate people don't do it. And you're going, I might just though.
The issue is, if you just asked me what are the odds and I lost the game, I would be like, oh, I never agreed to play. It doesn't really matter. Who cares? It's just a stupid odd game. But I couldn't any more explicitly have said, yes, I will do this if I lose the odds game.
It is true. You just
and then I lost the odds game. It's like,
he 100%
if I'm any kind of man of my word, I kind of have to do
it. Yeah, I feel like that's the point where it's just like, I was just kidding. Like, you just like, backtrack straight away. Like, jokes.
Yarns, I'm not very good at telling jokes. How am I meant to convince people?
Everyone knows
that was a joke. Just convince the whole audience. Yeah, I mean, that was a massive piss take, obviously.
That's exactly what you say.
Yana tonight, when we said, well, Mitch is, yeah, we told Yana, like, oh, we got to talk about Mitch getting a Prince Albert. And Yana was like, why are we talking about that?
What is going on? Why is this an option?
What is happening? Now, well, Eloise, I know that because I obviously tried to give Skin sort of the way out and he was like, look, it's the odds game. I lost. I have to do it. We figure now we probably should get some of the chockies involved. And I'm sure you'd appreciate that help. Like, neither of us, I, are experts on Prince Albert's. I wouldn't have thought, Eloise.
Thank God. I've had plenty of experience with him.
Easy, Eloise.
we just get not, that little it? Bit of audio yeah. isolated? So we sort of thought our next step really is that because Skin, you look committed to doing this, but I think it would be ridiculous to go on a whim. Just all right, someone's shove a needle down my.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I've got what? Some concerns. It's yeah, I'm not
sorry. So wait, that was that. Okay, so the Prince Albert is an option and is probably happening. You were going to just let someone with a needle like
no,
here?
No. Oh, no, okay. No.
I was like, what is happening?
A home job.
I literally thought that's what Lee was just explaining no, was going to happen. And I was like.
That's not the next segment. No, I think.
Holy moly.
I think there was a miscommunication yeah. there. I was saying exactly.
Migas, have you finished your warm up?
What are the odds? I guess you're the Prince Albert.
Okay, I'm not making
okay,
the same
mistake.
One
glad,
in a thousand.
I'm glad to just
yeah. So no, all we mean is that rather than just sort of like go, oh yeah, sweet, let's go and get this done. It would be nice, like if there a Chockey, are you out there and you're listening and you've actually got yeah. a Prince Albert, or as we found out, Prince Albert's not the only type of appendage piercing.
Yeah. Yeah, I've done a little bit of homework now, and that's like that's not just a general term. That's a particular type. You've got the reverse Prince Albert. You've got the magic cross. You've got the ladder jack. There's a few options.
There is.
Yeah. So
it's
yeah.
unusual, and there was even pictures out there of like bananas with the piercing, so that you can just sort of like picture what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably a bit ambitious. The banana lady
finger. Obviously.
But yes, if you have any sort of
connection or area of
like magnetic connection.
No, yeah. sorry.
Oh, God.
If you know a piercer, I'd love to talk to a piercer about yes. the risks of the infection.
If your last name's like Pearson and you would
yes,
like to go with
exactly.
Skin and get that done. No, but we would actually like to talk to someone that may potentially have some experience in like, well, what are the risks? Because I mean, like, there's pros and cons to everything. And the cons are, it looks quite painful.
Yeah.
And the pros we're still trying to find.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seeing a lot of cons.
The cons are your fiancé hates you.
Yes.
Yeah. That should be the biggest con.
That is a big con. Yeah.
Mm.
I also thought Eloise would be in the minority. For some reason.
Sorry, of not agreeing with it.
Yeah, of thinking it was a bad idea. I was like, oh, I'm going to go.
Who are you friends with?
I don't know. No, not based on my friends. Just like I thought the general population, I reckon they'll get around it. So I like went looking for forums. Like what do women think of penis piercings? I didn't find anyone that said a positive thing about them.
No one.
Yeah, no.
Wow,
no
shocking
one.
News.
Even went to the great people at Reddit.
Okay.
No one.
If you can't find on Reddit, this
yeah.
exists.
Exactly.
I've just realized we may have a problem here because we don't have that many listeners that, that we are going to be speaking directly to
yeah.
someone that,
yeah.
that actually has.
There could be zero people with yeah, connections.
They're pole pierced. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's. We can't really put out a pole for
yeah.
it, can we?
Nah.
Oh.
Sorry, Wes.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm so sorry, Lee.
Well, Wes.
Seems like he's got his mind made up. So
I mean, it was the odds game, Wes. You can't. It's like sign of
slide. Let's yeah. play What Are the Odds of You Changing Your Mind?
Oh.
No, sorry. We're out of time. Now, we want to stay up to date with the lingo of modern day society, and that is why we play a game called Fictionary. And
so 1, 2, 3, it's the Urban Dictionary. I got some slang in mind that I really want you to define.
Did you like that one? What happened, Yana?
I just didn't expect it. It's fine.
Yeah, you wouldn't happen to sing by any
chance. You would have actually, maybe.
Absolutely not.
Anyway, yes, it's so as the jingle suggests, it is consulting the Urban Dictionary, grabbing some of the words that are big on there at the moment and seeing if you guys, that is you, and obviously play along as you are listening, but Mikas, Skin, and Yana, you're playing against each other whilst I do the hosting.
Mm-hmm.
Like Grant Daniel sort mm-hmm. of vibe, mm. but not Family Feud. It's yeah. Fictionary. I think that's a good explanation. So I'll read the word and an example sentence, and then it's just first in, best dressed with your buzzers.
Yep.
What?
Do you have a buzzer? What's the
buzzer?
You just say Japan. You princess. Prince Albert. Yeah, you choose yours.
Oh, why do I get... I want one given to me.
You don't want
Buzz.
Buzz.
That's probably mine.
So much quicker. Okay, perfect. Now, there is no losing points if you answer it wrong as well, so we want answers quickly, and I'll just determine who is closest to the definition. The first word is yoink.
Japan.
No. I mean, get an example sentence. All right. Yeah, go on.
I don't know. Anyway, taking something off someone. Yoink.
Yeah, I'll give that. That's fair. It was sort of wrong, but also right. Nah, I pressed both at once. A word to describe the act of stealing something. First, no, you don't need to know that. The Simpsons. That's
The
it.
Simpsons. That's the example that
Urban Dictionary says that the Simpsons shamelessly copied the saying and claimed to invent it themselves. Apparently, it first was used in the social network sites like COK.
I have never heard of it.
Cost of keeping. Well, I don't know what that is. Anyway, we'll move on to the next one. And the next one is Tex Man. Don't bang your Tex Man. He's just for text. That fairly gives it away. Someone get it.
Say again.
What did you say?
Don't bang your text man.
Yeah, read it again.
It was
Japan.
Don't bang your text man. He's just for text. That's the example sentence.
Come on, Michael.
Well, you buzzed in.
Yeah. Well, I said your elbow before, but don't bang it because it's like your funny bone.
You think text man means your funny bone?
Do you know some of these answers?
That is.
No, it doesn't mean that.
Is it like someone...
Prince Albert.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Someone I didn't buzz.
Yeah, come on, Yaz.
Can I get it?
Get with the rules.
Shut up. You're on mute.
Go, it's good. It has to be a man you're texting, surely.
I am happy to give you that. It is a man that you only text. You don't go on dates with them or hook up with them. Just have casual conversations until one of you gets bored and ghosts.
Makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, right.
So don't bang your text man. He's just for text. Yeah, I have a few text men right now because I'm bored, but I don't actually want to date them.
Wow, that's brutal.
That's pretty hard.
So there you go. The next one is flavored ice. Sir, would you like another gin and tonic? Yes, but don't touch my flavored ice. I'm still enjoying it.
Buzz.
Go.
Is it just like the ice remaining in your cup after you finish a beverage?
Nice yarns. Is that one each?
Yep.
Excellent. We can just do a decider. The ice left over in your glass after a liquor drink that usually has a lime or lemon in it as well.
Oh.
There you go.
Does ice absorb flavor?
I don't think it's the ice. I think it's
the
just...
The lime's in there.
Yeah. All right. Great.
I don't know.
Delicious.
I don't know, but it tastes good.
Skin might be talking about flavored ice.
My favorite. Yeah.
Okay. Nice and your final one, which is a great decider. This one I'm excited about, and there's a reason that I've saved it till last.
Oh, God.
It is Venus. Can't read
this. Why do you do this to Michael? You know how he gets.
The word is Venus. What's up, guys? My Venus is 8 inches long. It's the example.
Buzz?
Okay. I think I heard Japan first.
I can't hear anything through the wheezing.
Why did you just go?
Yeah, Buzz. Buzz was in second.
Is it just a penis?
No, it's not.
Obviously not.
Oh, sorry. All right, what is it then, Michael?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
No one's going to win this. Come on, Skid. Venus. You've got something. A Venus. Anything?
I've got nothing. Oh. So what was the
thing? What's up, guys? My penis is 8 inches long. Okay, you're taking it too long. Oh, we're going. Come on. Something to do with a
foreskin.
No, it's not your foreskin. The measure of how far back you wear a beanie. The further back you wear it on your head, the longer your penis is.
I don't want to be here. I hate it.
In brackets, usually measured in inches. What's up, guys? My penis is 8 inches long.
Yeah,
well, guess what? My penis is 10 inches long.
Michael's about to pass out.
I'm going
to
fit 20 letter jacks in there.
Oh,
Holy Moses.
I told you.
Yeah, I was not getting that.
Now, I also have, to take us out, the you're in for a tweet.
Wow.
Yes, and it comes in from Cherry Sue Doing the Do.
All right.
That's her name on Twitter. Most people have heard of Karl Marx, but few know of his sister, Anya, an Olympic runner. Her name is still mentioned at the start of every race.
It's good.
No. No, Yana? All right. Got that from Yana, which is a shame. She's still thinking about Venus, though.
Slightly distracted.
Do you ever wear a beanie?
Venus? No. Is anyone... Have you, in our like 10 years of friendship, seen me wear a beanie?
I've never seen you wear a beanus.
No.
Have a beanus. How do you put that into a sentence?
No, stop.
I don't know.
I'm going to piss myself.
I've never seen your beanus. Is that better?
God. That's significantly worse.
Righty-o. That's another episode of the Week of the Chocolates podcast complete. We welcome you to be a part of the Chockies crew and get in touch with us at the website or on our socials.
Yep, either of those are fine. The website's wegotthechocolates.com.au. The socials are pretty much all of them. We should just be We Got The Chocolates. But if I could bother you to go check out YouTube in particular at the moment, that would be fantastic. We've got a little dad jokes video up there and obviously our most recent episodes. If you need some context around the... Prince Albert chat or anything like that, then you know where to find it.
Absolutely. Yana, thank you so much for being a guest host this week.
Thanks for having me.
Enjoyed your company. Great deal. You've learned some new terms that you'll probably take back home.
I've kind of like been forced to learn new terms today. I'm not sure if how I feel about it. But thanks for having me. Always fun.
Yeah, that was good. Perfect. Not a problem. And remember that if you are out there having a laugh with your mates this week, then you are absolutely getting the chocolates. Also, by the way, if you do need Yana's help with any sort of getting yourself out of the doghouse, you're more than welcome to send those emails to us again at hello@wegotthechocolates.com.au and we'll forward them on to Yana. She'll probably answer them in person.
Yeah, probably.
Or she'll just not do it.
And that'll be very awkward listening.
Who knows?
Fabi, okay. We'll speak to you again this time and next week. And as always, good luck in the future. That stumps.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.